We began the last year with the He'ara that there's an entire volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudus on Chazaka. When it comes to the world of Mechila, that's relatively recent in the Encyclopedia Talmudus, volume Mem Dalet, Tavshin Peh. So there are 250 columns. That's not exactly an entire volume, but it certainly is a Chatika Riulis Kaved. And even though it's clear that these later volumes are trying to be trying to work with the Ktsira Sa'omer, trying to write as in a telegraphic manner as possible, but 250 columns, there's a lot to talk about.
Rabbi Miller, we're losing you.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah, now we can hear. Thank you.
Okay. So did you hear from the beginning of this year or just now you're beginning?
Oh, right. Just right now we can hear. If we left the beginning.
Okay. So I'll skip the Encyclopedia Talmudis and just point out that the world of Mechila comes into our sugya via the Tosfos, in which he was bothered by the Havamin of the Gemara on Daf Kaf Chesem and Beis, that if we're learning from Hochayusha, Elameyato Chazaka Sheini Matayna Tahavi Chazaka, what kind of Havamin is that? So, of course, Sof Cheskas Gimel Shanim, according to all the Rishonim, beside the Gaonim, is a raya to a Taina, and if there's no Taina, what good will a raya be? So, Tosis offers two answers. The second answer is that we have a Taina, but it's a Taina Klush. It's a weak taina. It's a bari ayadei acher. Miploni zavinte dezavna minach. The first answer, however, is that no. It's chazaka sheinim a taina. Literally, there's no taina over here. I never claim I purchased the land, but rather the cheskas gimel shanim is that currently via this cheskas gimel shanim I am acquiring this land because the shtika of the marekama is a mechila. That his being quiet for 3 years means he's relinquishing the land, he's relinquishing his claim to the land, he's removing himself from the picture. Now that's quite a chiddush within Tosfos. Namely, Tosfos is assuming that there is a mechila not only on a chov, but also on a be'en, on karka. Well, we find mechila as a halachic category within Shas, it's generally in dinim mamonos in the area of shibudim. In the area of Achov. Now, there's a whole machlokas Rishonim, what's the mechanism of Mechila? Is it, we find within the Gaonim, is it a Hakna'a, just without a Maisa Kinyan, that we can have somehow a passive Hakna'a? Is that how Mechila works? Or is the mechanism that it's a virtual Piraon? It's like Ki'ilu his Kabalti that we find in Rashi, Baba Metzia and Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Or is it, as it's normally spoken about, a siluk that the the individual to whom the chov is owed, he takes himself out of the picture, and then the chov automatically falls off. That's the tshuva of the Rashba. Or is it a hodoas ba'al din, that there is no longer a chov? These are all options within the Rishonim. But all of these options, as to what is the mechanism of mechila, these are svaras. These we don't find in the sugyas. The question is, can we find a gemara that will push us either in the direction of Tosfos to say that mechila applies to a be'en? And then, of course, we would choose a svara, a mechanism that would include the be'en. Did the sugyas push us towards the Rashba on our sugya? If you look at the first makar on the page, the Rashba says the karka eila nikna b'machila, ela b'machira v'nesina. You can't have a machila on a be'en. Lo adiv shtika mi machila mefureshet. Ilu amar sadi mechula chalomar klum. Kol shekein machila b'toch shtika. Machila is a din in shibudim. Machila, we would choose a mechanism that would be limited to the world of shibudim. So we have a machlokas rishonim in our sugya. Tosus offers machila as a means of understanding the havamina of our Gemara, and the Rashba rejects it because there is no machila on a be'en. Can we prove from the sugyas in one direction or another? So I think that we can point to a sugya in Kedushin that should be very relevant to our issue. In the Mishnah in Kedushin on the Yudalin Amid Beis, that an Eved Ivri is Kona Atzmo B'Shanim, B'Yovel, U'B'Gira on Kesef. And the sugya over there from Daf Yudalit through Tetzayin brings the Mekoros. How do you know that Eved Ivri is Kona Atzmo B'Shanim? How do you know he's Kona Atzmo B'Yovel? And when it gets to Tetzayim et Aleph, it deals with Gira on Kesef. What does it mean to say that the Eved Ivri can buy himself out of his status? And so the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanya, Kona es Atzmo B'Kesef, B'Shava Kesef, U'B'Shtar. So Kesef and Shava Kesef are certainly means of Gira on Kesef. These are means of an Eved can give the honor, jelly beans. He can do whatever he has to fill in the time that he hasn't yet worked. Ela haishtar hechidami. What does it mean? Konas atzmo b'kesef b'shava kesef u'bishtar. I lema de kosev leishtara adame. If we're dealing with an IOU, hainu kesef. In other words, so mainach gemina. What's being added over here? We already said that shava kesef is kesef. Ela shichrur. If we're dealing with the shtar shichrur, now the Gemara asks lamali lema leba apetre zeal. Why do you, in other words, if we're interested in the content of the shtar, that the content of the shtar lets the Eved go free, why do you need a shtar? Simply, if in front of two Edim, the Edim Lebirur HaDavar, the owner should tell the Eved, zeal, go. What good does that do? So look in Tosfos. Tosfos over there explains the Havamina. L'hochi kashele. Ach kishebo lo tziya bishtar, lama lishtar. O saloshen akosa bishtar. Dahainu harei at ben choren, harei at la'atzmech, atzmecha. Also, Loshon Atzmo Yomar Lo Ba'al Peh, the Salka Daitach, the Ein Tzorech Ela Mechila, Kamo Mechila Skov Ba'alma. What does the Eved owe the owner? He owes him work. He owes him Masa Yadayim. He owes him work for a certain period of time. That's a Shibud. That's a Chov. So just like in every Shibud and Chov, there is a concept of Mechila. Why wouldn't Mechila work here as well? And the fact that the Brisa says you need a Shtar Shichur is mashma that Mechila doesn't work. But why not? Everyone agrees l'chor that mechila works on a chov. So here the Gemara answers, Amar Rava zos ameres eved ivri gufo kanui. In other words, that kaner'eh, that avdus is not just a chov. Kaner'eh, that the adon has a kinyan in the guf of the eved. The eved is a be'en, and you can't be mochel a be'en. Namely, that l'chor, this sugi is telling us that there was a hava amina, that you could be mochel on an Eved Ivri, that the Adam could be mochel, kamash malon, the Gemara ends up. He can't be mochel, and why? Because gufo kanoi. So l'chora, we have a black and white Gemara, like the Rashba. You cannot be mochel on a be'en. Once Eved Ivri, gufo kanoi, you can't be mochel. The Rav said, l'chora, we have a, what did the Rav said, in other words, l'chora, if you look at the Rambam, This is also the psak of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum Matana, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, and we look at it with a discerning eye, like we always try to read a Rambam. So the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, points out that when we're dealing with a be'en, then you require a kinyan, a ma'isa kinyan. And the Rambam goes through different ma'isa kinyanim. Halacha Beis, he points out, machal lechaveiro chov shiyesh lo alav, onosan lo hapikadon shahaya mufkad etzlo. That when it comes to a chov, the Rambam uses the language of mechila. When it comes to a pikadon, to a be'en, here the Rambam goes back to the lashon.
Oh, God damn.
And lo pikadon. So lechora, the Rambam is also like the Rashba and like the Maskana in the Gemara on Kedushin, limiting mechila to the world of chov. You can't have a mechila on a be'en. On a be'en, you need a ma'isa kinyan, you need a nosan lo. That lechora is the Rambam in Hilchos Chiyu Matana reading it meaningfully, and that's what the Lecha Mishnah points out, Alatar. Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam holds like the Rush, that the Rush is quoted by the Torah as saying that there is no such thing as mechila on a be'en. And therefore, the Rambam wrote, Gabi chov mechila, and by pikadon, o nosan lo pikadon. However, there is another Rambam as well. We have a Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perakei Halachu Yud Aleph, a very famous Rambam in the world of Kinyan Sudar, where he points out, Yesh Dvarim Harbeish, Ain Tzrichim Kinyan, Ve'ein Lo Kinyan Behem Ta'am, and he gives a laundry list, Kagon HaMashachar Es Abdo, VeHamagareish Ishto, in all of these areas, the Kinyan Sudar is irrelevant, O Oseh Shliach, even though we all know that by Mechiras Chametz, we do use the Kinyan Sudar, and everyone, you know, it's, and the Rambam himself will deal with this in the next Halacha, O Moser Moda, O Mavato Moda, Oh, mochel chaveiro chov o pikadon sheyesh b'yado. Wow, mochel chaveiro chov o pikadon sheyesh b'yado. Read the Rambam with the same care that we read the Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum Matana. Here, the Rambam speaks about mechila relating to a chov or a pikadon, and so the chora over here, the Rambam is like Tosfos. He says that mechila does apply to a be'en. So you realize the Lecha Mishnah was well aware of this stira, and the Lecha Mishnah says, like, what do we do with the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira? So he answered, Nir Eliyashiv, one of these Rambams is Dafka, and one of these Rambams is Lav Dafka. And the Lecha Mishnah says, since the Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum Matana is dealing with the core of how you transfer items, you know, it's and that's where he deals with a Maisa Kinyan or Mechila, etc. That's Dafka. The Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum Matana is Dafka. This is Dukka, the Dina de Matana. But in Perek Hey, Hilchos Mechira, we're just dealing with a laundry list. So there, Ein Kavanaso El Levayer, Shein Tzorach Osam Dorim Kinyan. The Iker over there is you don't require a Kinyan Suda, but exactly what the mechanism is of transferring a Pikadon to the Shomer, that there, the Rambam is lav dafka. He doesn't mean mochel. It can't be mochel a pikadon. And so Mishnah puts the Rambam in the category of the Rashba and of the Rosh, the quoted by the Tur, that there's no such thing as mechila on a be'en. However, Rav Buchenstein pointed out that the Rav was medayik in the Rambam pum fakert. The Rav was medayik in the Rambam that the Iker Rambam is the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam is telling us you can be mochel a chov or you can be mochel a pikadon sheyesh lo biyado. The Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum Matana, you have to continue reading the Rambam. You can't stop where the Lecha Mishnah stopped. Let's read the Rambam from beginning to end. Mochel lechaveiro chov sheyesh lo alav o nosan lo hapikadon shayamufkad etzlo harei zo Matana haniknes bidvarim bilvad. What is the zo? The zo goes back on the two dinim, on the chov and on the pikadon, that these are nikne bidvarim bilvad. Bidvarim bilvad means mechila, not kinyan, not a maisa kinyan. Namely, that the Rambam is telling us that when he said nosan lo apikadon, that's that word nosan lo is lav dafka. Nosan lo means nosan lo b'mechila. Nosan lo bidvarim b'alma. That the Rambam is paskening like Tosfos, that you can have a mechila on a be'en. What the Rambam is telling us in Hilchos Mechira is that it's not just any be'en, it has to be a be'en of a pikadon sheyesh lo biyado. Namely, it has to be a be'en in which the it's already in the hands of the receiver. Now, what the mechila does is it tells the receiver of the chov, or the receiver of the pikadon, you don't have to return the chov. You don't have to return the pikadon. Namely, I can't have a sefer in my hands and tell Rav Bednar Shem mochel to him this sefer. That I can't do. Inachinami, I can be mochel a be'en. But if Rav Bednar is holding on to my sefer, I can say I'm mochel, just like I'm mochel on a chov, that doesn't have to be returned to me. The Rambam is telling us that a pikadon in the hands of the shomer doesn't have to be returned. That's where mechila applies. So we have then a clear machlokas between the Rashba and the Tosfos. The Rambam, according to the Lecha Mishnah, fits into the school of the Rashba, and the Rambam, according to the Rav, fits into the school of Tosfos. But the problem is, we had a black and white Gemara like the Rashba. We have a Gemara that says that the reason we don't use mechila by Eved Ivri is because Eved Ivri gufo kanoi, that he's a be'en. And l'chor, the Eved Ivri is holding on to himself. In other words, so the owner of the chora should be able to tell the Eved Ivri, don't return yourself to me. That, in other words, it should fit into this category. Why is the Gemara say that it doesn't? So here, what saves the Rav is that there's another mahalach in the Rishonim over there in the sugya in Kedushin, which comes out to be kafta v'ferach according to the Rav. Namely, don't look at Tosfos, but rather look at the Rashba over there in Kedushin. That the Rashba over there in Kedushin says, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui, the Maskan of the Gemara, Klomar. The moment you see a Klomar in a Rishon, you know that something is fishy. What Klomar? This is to say that. The Gemara said what it wanted to say. Gemara said, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui, that in Eved Ivri there is a Kinyan HaGuf. But what bothered the Rashba is that that's not true. There's no Kinyan HaGuf in an Eved Ivri. There's a Kinyan HaGuf in an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani, we paskin that Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo. When an Eved Kenani picks up a Metziah, it belongs to the owner. An Eved Kenani can't serve as a third party in terms of being Makna and Eruv v'chule. He is the owner. The Eved Ivri, that's what, let's continue in the Rashba, Klomar linyan pidyon ene yochal limchol gir ono ela bishtar. But really, linyan metzia pidyon meiser zikui eruv ein gufo konui ein yado kiyad rabo. So then, what does the phrase? In other words, according to the Rashba, the Gemara is telling us that mechila doesn't work by Eved Ivri because of some phrase gufo konui, but that phrase gufo konui is a klomar. So what does it mean, the phrase, if it doesn't mean that there's a kinyan haguf? So here the Rashba continues, the tirates haramban, the Ramban understood the Gemara, the shtei kinyanim hein ba'avdus, right? That this is alash bet in the world of avadim, that there is a concept of a kinyan mamon. The kinyan mamon by the Eved Kenani is the kinyan haguf. That's the mamon. By the Eved Ivri, what's the kinyan mamon? A chov. That the Eved Ivri has a kinyan mamon. He has a chov of masi yadayim to the owner. But aside from the world of kinyan mamon, in the world of avdus is also a kinyan isur. Kinyan isur is what the Rav calls a chavos shem. Kinyan isur means that there's a unique halachic status. That an Eved Ivri, his halachic status has changed from when he was a ben chorin. In what way did his halachic status change? The answer is he can now marry a shifka knanis. That's how his halachic status changed. And even though mechila could work 100% on the kinyan mamon, even though the debt which is owed by the Eved Ivri to the owner can be removed with mechila, but you can't be mochel on a kinyan iser, the same way you can't tell, a person can't tell his wife, I'm mochel on our marriage. Very, very nice. You're mochel on the mamonos in the marriage, but you can't be mochel on the kinyan iser in the marriage. Your wife is an eishes ish. You can't turn an eishes ish into a pnuya via mechila. You need a get. So also, you can't turn an eved ivri into a ben chorin via mechila. You need a shtar shichrur. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara asks, why does the owner have to give a shtar shichrur to the eved? Let him just say, zeal, go. Let him be mochel on the maisi yadayim of the eved. Let him be mochel on the chov. The Gemara answers, no, eved ivri gufo konri. There's a kinyan iser. The same way you can't be mochel on the kinyan iser of ishus, you can't be mochel on the kinyan iser of avdus. This is all the Ramban. The Ramban says all this, like the Ramban's giving us a shir with riskier terminology. That this is the chiluk. This is pshat in the Gemara. And the Ramban says, and there's a nafkamina. According to my way of learning the Gemara, namely that we don't say eved ivri gufo konri means there's a, that he's a be'en and mechil doesn't work on a be'en. That's the way the Rashba himself could learn the Gemara. And that's why the Rashba has to say klomar, because it's really not a be'en. That's not really what we have. But the Ramban says, no, we're dealing with the kinyan iser. But were we to have an eved ivri without a kinyan iser? Were we to have an eved ivri who's not allowed to marry a shivcha kananis? Like, for example, Mocheres Atzmo, when an Eved Ivri sells himself into Avdus, he's not allowed to marry a Shif Knanis. Only Mocharo Bezdin is allowed to. So then the Ramban says, Lechora, you could be Mochel on such an Eved Ivri, who sells himself into slavery, and there's no Kinyan Yisr, there's only a Kinyan Mamon, and that Kinyan Mamon is basically Masi Adayim, is a Chov, Mechila would work. And the Ramban points out that that's a Chiddush, because the Gemara doesn't get involved in that, the Gemara, unless you want to say the word, plug, v'chule. But in any case, everything at this point is fine. Namely, that we have a machokas rishonim as to whether you can have machila on a be'en. Can you have a machila on karka? Tosa says yes, and the Rashba says no. And the Rambam, according to Lecha Mishnah, is like the Rashba. And the Rambam, according to the Rav, is like Tosfos. And there's no kash kushya from the Gemara in Kedushin, because the Gemara in Kedushin, the maskana could be either there's no mechila by Eved Ivri because he's a be'en, and that would work out according to the Rashba and the Lecha Mishnah, or you can understand, no, that there's no mechila in Eved Ivri because there's a kinyan iser, and you can't be mochel a kinyan iser, and that would work out then according to Tosfos and according to the Rambam, according to the Rav. Say, but maybe we have a raya from another sugya. Another sugya, we don't have to go all the way to Kedushin. The other sugya is over here on Daf Kaftesim Mid Aleph. Our sugya in Cheskas Habatim, that when Rava is, when Gemara rejected Holchei Usha as an explanation of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, and looks elsewhere, so Rava offers a possibility. Elo Amar Rava, six lines from the top. Shato kamaisa mochil inish, tarte mochil, tchos lo mochil. That maybe we have over here, what's the raya of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? We've gone beyond the expiration date of mechila. A person is mochil 1 year, a person's mochil 2 years, but he's not mochil 3 years, and that's a raya, kind of read that there had been a mechira 3 years ago. Amalei Abaye ela meata. If according to you, ki hadra adra ara, if let's say the owner after 2 years wakes up and he is mocha, he has then the machzik has to return the land. So tehadar levar mi peri, but there was a mechila up to now. That's what Rava is saying. Up to 3 years is a mechila. So lechora, the land should be returned. But in other words, because there never was a raya that the land was sold. But on the peiros, there should be a mechila. Alama amar Rav Nachman hadra ara v'hadra peiri. And that's why Rava came up with a different reason. But just a minute. A mechila on peiros? You can be mochil peiros? Peiros are a be'en. Namely, l'chora, this Gemara on Daf Kaftes is a raya to Tosfos. In other words, when we asked on Tosfos, how can you be mochil karka? Karka is a be'en. And we said, kanere Tosfos holds, you can be mochil a be'en. Why? Because Tosa said, look on Daf Kaftasa Mar Aleph, it says, you can be Mochel Aben. How did the Rashba And how did the Rambam, according to the Lecha Mishnah, and how did the Rush learn this Gemara on the Kaf Tesa Med Aleph? It says black and white, you could be mochel a be'en. So the Rashba was bothered by this. In other words, and yes?
Aren't you just being mochel on the whole creating, stealing the fruits?
So we have to just add in an ukimta. Namely, if you look in the Rashba, his language is v'chein nami achivas peros, achar she'ochav es haperos, hare chozer al ha'ochel l'chov ba'alma. Namely, what Yoni is pointing out is that we're dealing with a case where there are no peros that are still in the refrigerator of the machzik. Those peros would have to be returned because you can't be mochel on an apple. In other words, but the apples that were eaten, that's already a chov. And that you can have mechila. Namely, the Rashba says, we'll learn the Gemara on Daf Kaftas Amid Aleph as an ukimta of where the fruit were eaten. We're not speaking about fruit that are extant, that are be'en. On that, you can't have mechila. On a chov, you can have mechila. Namely, that according to the Rashba, if we'll ask, was the machzik correct, proper in eating the fruit? The answer would be no. He shouldn't have eaten the fruit, being somech on mechila. There's no mechila on an apple. He shouldn't have eaten the fruit. Once he ate it, and now the machzik is coming and he wants the fruit back. So we say, that's a chov. And your silence means that you were mochel on the chov. That's the way the Rashba answers up the Gemara and Daf Kaftes, Lushi Tato. The Rashba is there about Daf Kaftes and Midbez. However, over here, Rav Lichtenstein had a different way of explaining the Gemara on Daf Kaftes, even according to the Rashba. And this relates to that which you probably learned with Rav Bednarsh and Rav Eisenstein back in the first parak. Where when one deals with the realms in which Mechila is valid, so we saw that everyone agrees that Mechila, in the world of Mamonos, that Mechila is valid on Chovot, on Shibudim. That's the context of Mechila throughout Shas. In terms of being mochel a be'en, being mochel a sefer, being mochel a pikadon, being mochel a fruit, that's a machokas rishon that we've just spoken about. What about tashmishim? Can one be mochel tashmishim? Namely, if I used your yard for storage because you didn't say anything, and then when you come to me, what are you using my yard for storage? I want rent. I could say, well, you are mochel. Is that, can one be mochel on tashmishim? So l'chora, that is a huge machlokas we've shown him back in the first parak. If we'll just look back to the Vav Amud Aleph through Vav Amud Beis, we have a series of situations of cheskas tashmishim. It begins on the Vav Amud Aleph, where you have the gimel of the Bach, Amar of Nachman, and it continues through the Vava Medes, through the Kshura, the Metalavasa, and the Sukkah. It goes up to Amar Abaye, about 10 lines down on the Vav Amedes. And you saw, you can't not see, that within Rashi, we have a Tosefet. That's We don't know who put it into Rashi and exactly what Tkufa it is. I don't know. I'm sure that when we reach Baba Basra, so on Kol Hadaf, they'll explain to you who the Tosefet in Rashi is. But there is this in the wide lines of Rashi, you have six long wide lines of a Tosefet, Achzik Behurde Adkan, in which this Tosefet says, don't think that you can be Kona, Tashmishim, via mechila, via the silence of the marikama. No. You're kona tashmishim with a taina. You claim that I bought the right to use your land as storage. You gave it to me as a gift. Namely, that has to be a taina. That has to be a claim. The only nafgamina between our sugya and the Vav Amud Aleph and the sugya and the kavches in Cheskas Habatim is how long do you need to have a raya to the claim? When you claim that you bought land, then you need 3 years. According to Rashi, when you claim that you have a right that you purchased or you were given as a gift a right to use someone else's land, not the land itself, but the right to use it, that you have a cheskas tashmishim, that can be la'alter. And maybe by kshirei de metalalasa, then it has to be 30 days. And maybe by a sukkah, it has to be after 7 days. But basically, you don't need 3 years. And the only difference between the sugya and the vav and the sugya and cheskas abatim is how long does it take to have a raya that there was a mechila. How long does it take that there should be a raya, not mechila? How long does it take to have a raya that there was a taina, that there was a kinyan 3 years? Does you need a kinyan 3 years ago? That's when you want to claim you bought a bias. Or is it enough to say, you gave me the right to use your land as storage yesterday, and v'haraya, I used it today, and you didn't say anything. So kanira, I have the right. That's the shita of Rashi. The Baal HaMor agrees with that shita. So I made it a little easier and put it on the page of Makaros, the Rashi on the bottom of the first side. The kevan the mishtamish zelafana v'shosek yeshlomer the natal reshus b'menu anasin lo mamon machar go atashmish. But this is a chazaka that he's towing machar v'yonasan. The Baal HaMor also agrees with Rashi. Just the Baal HaMor says that just like later on you need 3 years, here also you need 3 years of tashmish. The Gemara on Daf Bava Beis speaks about 30 days or 7 days. That means the 3 years begin after 30 days. The 3 years begin after 7 days. Namely, we have Rashi and the Baal HaMor on one hand, that this din of cheskas tashmish works with a chazaka sheyeshi mataina, as opposed to everyone else. Look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shcheinim. Misha hechzik bekosel ze bekora akas eno yochachzik bekora shniya, harei lo machago ela alachas. Bemed ramurim shehoda sheina kosel ze shelo. Aval chavero machago alachdasas korazo. Namely, the Rambam learned, no. Cheskas tashmish is not a din of chazaka sheyeshi mataina. Cheskas tashmish is not like karka. Cheskas tashmish is mechila. I can be mochel on a chov, and I can be mochel on a tashmish. Even if we disagree with Tosfos, you can be mochel on a be'en, but you can be mochel on a tashmish. And that's pshat in the Gemara, and that's la'alter, that you're mochel la'alter. That's the Rambam, and that's the Ramban, the Milchamos. And the Ramban brings this in the name of the Gaonim. Kevan shiraisa v'shasak machalta lehem benezek zeh, there was a mechiva. That's the Me'iri, if you recall, back at the beginning, this Akdama to Cheskas Abatim. The Me'iri said that Cheskas Abatim deals with Cheskas Ta'ana, but there's also a category that he calls Cheskas Mechiva, right? In other words, that you have that the Mishnah in Baba Basra deals with Cheskas Ta'ana. V'chein ha-machzik b'ktsas devarim shayach chavero yochol limchos b'yado mitzad hezek ha-magia lo b'kach v'lo micha v'hareze toin shezocha ba mitzad mechila ki nikreis cheskas mechila. Namely, the our sugya vava madala through vava medes, and there are sugyas later on in cheskas abatim and dafnun zayin and dafnun tet, where we're dealing with, I claim that I have the right to use your land for a certain tashmish. What gives me that right? Because you were mochel, you didn't say anything. That's called cheskas mechila. And the Me'iri summarizes that we have three types of chazaka: cheskas taina, that's cheskas abatim; cheskas mechila, that's cheskas tashmishim; and cheskas kinyan, right? Na'al gadol uparatz. That has nothing to do with either the first or the second. Okay, so we have then the Beis HaBachira. The Beis HaBachira says it also on the above. And the Rashba, he just calls it by a different name. He calls it Ta'anat Savlanut. In other words, the fact that you were quiet and you had patience, that's Mechila. But it's considered to be a Chazaka She'ini Matayna. Because you're not towing that I bought it from you 3 years ago or yesterday, like Rashi says. But rather, the fact that you're quiet, that's the kinyan. So we have over here then a machlokes rishonim as to whether you can have mechila on tashmishi. The Tosefos in Rashi and the Baal HaMor say no. Masha Einkein, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Me'iri, the Rashba, Bechule, they all say you can have mechila on tashmishi. Why am I mentioning all of this? Because Rav Buchenstein brought this as an explanation for our Gemara on Daf Kaf Tesamid Aleph. We asked the question, the Gemara on Daf Kaf Tesamid Aleph says you can be mochel on peiros, aren't peiros be'en? So we saw that the Rashba gives an ukimta, we're dealing with peiros that are currently a chov. If you don't want to like the Rashba, Rav Chazin suggested maybe you could say that achilas peiros is a tashmish of the karka. Namely, a tashmish of the karka is not only allowing your rainwater to fall on his karka, is not only using his karka as a shady area to rest in, is not only leaning things against his wall, eating the fruit of his karka is a tashmish of the karka. And therefore, since we have a whole slew of Rishonim, including the Rashba, who says he can be mochel on a tashmish of a karka, so there's no kasher from the Gemara on Daf Kaf Tesamid Aleph. We're not talking over here about a pikadon, a be'en. We're talking about achilas peirosh as a tashmish of the karka. Now, that's l'chora quite a chiddush of Rav Lichtenstein. So, I mean, why would Rav Lichtenstein come up with such a chiddush? So, in Tafshin Samach Tet, I don't recall that he said any of this, right? But in Tafshin Memchet, when Rav Mann was in the shir, I have a list of who was in the shir that year. So when Rav Mann was in the Rav shir, Shaul Berger was in the Rav Chassin shir at that time. There were others that probably you know as well, Avraham Hershkovitz. Anyway, it was a very, very nice shir. Rav Lichtenstein said that l'chaora, that's a way of understanding the world of Nichsei Malog. That we know that in Nichsei Malog, the wife has the kinyan on the nechassim, on the karka, and the husband has the right to eat peiros. That's the din of Nichsei Malog. So the question is, what does it mean to say that the husband has the right to eat peiros? Does it mean that Chazal gave the husband a kinyan peiros? The wife maintains the kinyan haguf, and the kinyan peiros is given over to the husband. Is that what it means? Or does it mean no? The husband has the right to use the nichsei malog. So if the nichsei malog is a tractor, the husband can use the tractor. If the nichsei malog is a field, the husband has the right to eat the fruit because that's the tashmish of the field. L'chora, that should be a black and white Gemara somewhere. So the answer is, the problem is it's a black and white Gemara in two somewheres, and they contradict one another. Okay, so I just gave you the tip of the iceberg, that we have a black and white Gemara in Gittin and Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. That we have a Machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When you have a field where Reuven owns the Guf HaKarka and Shimon owns the Peros, can Shimon bring Bikurim from that field? Can Shimon bring Bikurim from a field where he doesn't have a Kinyan Haguf, he only has a Kinyan Peros? So let's look at the Gemara Itmar. Hamocher Sadeu LePeros. Rav Yochanan Amar, maybe the Kore, that the individual who has the Kinyan Peros can bring Bikurim and Bikore the Parsha. He's Kayev and Bikurim Midoraisa. Rish Lakish Amar, maybe the Eno Kore. Rav Yochanan Amar, maybe the Kore Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguftame. And therefore, he can say, Hadamash and Asatali. Rish Lakish Amar, maybe the Eno Kore Kinyan Peros, Lavka Kinyan Aguftame. Esve Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, Ule Beisecha, Melamed Sha'oda Mevi Bikure Ishto Ve Kore. So we see over here, Lachora, the woman has a Kinyan Haguf, but then the husband has a Kinyan Peros, and he's allowed to be Mevi Ve Kore. So you see Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Haguf. Amar Leis, Rish Lakish says, Shiny Hasan Dechil Beisecha. That's Xeris HaKosu. But what appears from this Gemara is that everyone agrees that the last status of a husband in his wife's field is a Kinyan Peros. And if you hold Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguf, the husband should be able to bring Bimevi Vikore. That's a pretty strong raya, that's, in other words, that the husband is allowed to eat the fruit because he has a Kinyan Peros. However, there's another Gemara in Ksuvis and Daf Ayin Tes that goes from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amid Aleph to Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Amar Rav Zeira Mavoshi Amar Rav Yanai, Amrili Amar Rav Abba Barvoshia Amar Rav Yanai, Hagonev Vlad Behemas Malog. if we have nirse, a woman has nirse blog of an animal, and that animal now gives birth, and that blood is stolen, and we catch the ganav, to whom does the ganav pay kefil? He stole peros of nirse blog. To whom does he pay kefil? So, l'cha'ora, we would say, according to the Gemara in Gittin, he should pay kefil to the husband. Why? Because the husband has a kinyan peros. That blood belongs to the husband. But the Gemara says, no. In other words, that meshalim tashlami kefil le'isha. He pays the isha, which l'chora is mashba. That not only does the karka belong to the isha, the peros also belong to the isha. The blood also belongs to the isha. The husband has the right to use the blood. He has the right to use the peros, but they're really not his. Namely, that this is the other understanding. And so Rav Chaim pointed out that if we understand that the husband's right to use the nirsei melog includes eating peros, then we could say that in the Gemara Daf Kaftes, we have mechila not on a be'en, but we have mechila on tashmishim. That was the framework in which Rav Lichtenstein brought this machlokas. I'll just be meir, just for, you know, where it's the Hagdil Torah Hadira, that the Gemara in Gittin L'chor is very problematic, that the rights of the husband to the nichsei melog of a woman are a takana. Right? Whether it's keneged pidyon or pidyon keneged, you know, it's a takana. How can be maybe v'kore on a takana? Okay, just the Rishonim talk about it. Okay, that's A. B, what do you do with a stira between a Gemara in Gittin and a Gemara in Ksuvus? So here we know that the takana of giving the husband rights to his wife's property went through stages. And Beusha hiskinu, they took the shibud of the husband and they strengthened it. And so it could be that the Gemara in Ksuvus is before takana susha, and the Gemara in Gittin is after Takanas Usha. In other words, maybe the husband began with the Slus Tashmish, and then Ba'usha Hiskinu that he had a Kinyan Peros. Okay, but just the Hagdol Torah Hadira, but that's not really our Inyan currently. But what we do see, just to summarize, is that the Gemara on Daf Kaftesa Med Aleph is not necessarily a Raya to the Sheet that he can be Mochel Peros. A, you could set up the Gemara as an Ukimta, that the Peros are no longer around and you're being Mochel Achov. Or B, you can understand the Gemara like Rav Lichtenstein wanted to, that we're dealing with Achilas Peros as a Tashmish of the Karka. And we already saw a slew of Rishonim on the Vavam and Aleph and Vavam and Beis and the Meiri and the Incheska Sabatim who point out that you can be Mochel on a Tashmish. And therefore, the Achilas Peros is not the classic case of Be'en. Yes, Yoni.
With the implications of the Alechitek in Busha about the Kenyan of the husband, that would, in using the Gemara and Ketubot then as a defense for Rashba in Babad, that would mean that the whole sugya of Babad is also not making that.
Correct. I mean, see, just a trial balloon. It wouldn't help Rav Chassin's pshat over here. You know, just that we shouldn't have a stira between the two sugyos. So one could say that there came at different points in time. But you're 100% correct that Rav Lichtenstein is assuming within the Gemara to explain the Gemara Daf Kaftes that we're dealing with the din of Tashmish. Again, you could still say that on Daf Kaftes. You just couldn't bring a raya from the world of Nirsei Melot, right? In other words, that Achilas Peros could be viewed as Tashmish Akarka. Okay, just one more point that, you know, I know that you're all waiting for, because I also wanted to leave it to the end. And that is that you realize that the Gaonim would learn everything very, very, very differently. That according to the, let's take the Meiri, as the Ma'aseh L'Kol HaMachanos, that where we're holding currently is that we have a Cheskas Taina, that's the Sugya in Bava Basra, where the Chazaka is a Raya to a pre-existing, to a Taina that there once was a Kinyan. We have a Cheskas Mechila, where currently the silence of the owner serves as a mechila on either a chov or perhaps even a tashmish or even a be'en. And then we have Cheskas Kinyan, we have Noa Goda Uparat, we have a din of how you can use a Kesef Shtar and Chazaka as a Kinyan, and these three are three totally different categories. Last time we spoke about the fact that the first and the third are really one, that the Cheskas Taina and the Cheskas Kinyan are all one. That Cheskas Taina means I'm being Kona with Yeshiva over 3 years. What we can say now is that one, two, and three are all one. Namely, according to the Gonim, it's not that we have Tzvei Dinim within the world of Chazaka, that we have Cheskas Taina and we have Cheskas Mechila. No. In other words, you don't have to come on to Mechila. That we simply have one din. We have a din that you're Kona Karka by using Karka. That's how you're Kona Karka. You're Kona Karka by using Karka. How long do you have to use the Karka to be Kona Karka? So if the Mocher is around, then immediately you're Kona the Karka. That's Noah Gadol Uparatz. Or if you want to, in that way, you're also Kona the Tashmishim of the Karka. That's the Baranda Bava Medalev. It's not a din of Mechila. Nothing to do with Mechila. You're Kona the Karka by using the Karka. Just like you're Kona, in other words, or sometimes you'll have, however, if the Mocher or the Nosin is not around, then you need a longer period of time. How long do you need? So if you want to be Kona Karka, you need 3 years. If you want to be Kona Tashmishe Karka, maybe you can do that even, in 7 days, maybe even in 30 days. Maybe you could do that in a less period of time, maybe 3 years as well. In other words, but we're all dealing with one inyan of kinyan. That we don't have to come on to a raya to a taina, and we don't have to come on to mechila. Mechila was said by chovos. We're not dealing over here with a chov. We're dealing with karka or tashmishe karka. So you could be kona karka by using it, and you could be kona tashmishe by using it. It's a kinyan. It's an active kinyan on the part of the machzik. It's not a passive kinyan on the part of the Morei Kama. We're not dealing over here with, we're not looking at the shtika side. We're looking over here at the act of the machzik. As we pointed out, yitachein, the machzik has to explain himself in order to be able to have this ma'isa kinyan. That's very possible. And yitachein, that we have to know that there was also Das Makna, and that would be via the Shtika, but we're working with the same framework all the way through. We have one din what the Miri calls Cheskas Taina, Cheskas Mechila, and Cheskas Kinyan are all one din of Cheskas Kinyan, and the Kinyan takes place via the usage. Now, Luchor, the same way that we brought a Raya to the Gaonim from various parts, the beginning of Cheskas Habatim, we could also bring a raya from other places where we find Cheskas Tashmishim. On the Bavamad Avamad Beis, the Gemara only uses the words machzik. So machzik is a very neutral term that can be understood as Cheskas Taina, as Cheskas Mechila, v'chulei. But let's look together. In other words, what the Miri pointed out is that within Cheskas Habatim, we have all of them. We have Cheskas Taina at the beginning, and we have Cheskas Kinyan, we saw on Daf Mem Aleph, and we have Cheskas Tashmishin. We have a Mishnah later on Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Let's look there at the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Eilu Dvarim Sheyesh Lehem Chazaka Ve'eilu Dvarim She'ein Lehem Chazaka. Here we're dealing where Party A, where Reuven is using the field of Shimon. If he's using it, Hayam Ma'amid Behema B'chatzer, or tanurei chayim v'kirayim umigadol tarnagolim v'nosein zivro b'chotzer, ain't a chazaka. That's not a chazaka because that's a tashmish sheina kavua. Because then there's however you're going to learn the world of tashmishim, be it a cheskas mechila, be it a cheskas sheishim ataina, be it a kinyan, but that's that. But these are the barm sheinim kavuin. However, aval. Aval asa machitzel lebehem to gavoa asara tfakim, v'chem letanur, v'chem lekirayim, v'chem lereichayim, or hichnas tanur gom letoch habayis, v'asa mokam lezivro, amok shosha, o gavoa shosha, harezo chazaka. If we're dealing with a tashmish kavua, That already works. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Resha Umaishna Seifa, where do you draw the line between the Resha that we call that a Tashmish She'ena Kavua and the Seifa we call a Tashmish Kavua? Amar Ula, Kol She'ilu B'nichsei Hager Kana B'nichsei Chavero Kana. The Kol She'ilu B'nichsei Hager Lo Kana B'nichsei Chavero Lo Kana. How Rashi will learn this? Klomar. 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 All the Rishonim over here put in Klomar. Because what do you mean Kana? There's no Kinyan over here. It's Mechila. It's a Taina of a Chule. But according to the Gonim, we're dealing over here with the Kinyan. We have a Kinyan of whatever will work to create a Kinyan of Noah, God, Uparatz, Vechule. That'll be equivalent will work over here. That which would be considered to be a serious Tashmish, Tashmish Kavua. That which wouldn't work in Nichsei Hager, wouldn't show ownership, that wouldn't work over here. Namely, the fact that Gemara uses the language of Kana, even the Rashbam, I'm sorry, we don't have Rashi over here. So Rashbam says, Klomar, okay? Klomar, Klomar. Tu hadin andaf nun tesemed aleph. Andaf nun tesemed aleph, where you have the aleph of the Ein Mishpat, it says, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sinor hamekaleach mayim lechatzer chaveru. That I have a roof and it has a drain, and the drain drains the water into my neighbor's yard. Ubav al hagag lesotmo. And then the owner of the drain wants to close it, that water should remain in his rishus. Bal hachatzer ma'akev alav. Why? Do Amar ki hechi da'at konis loch chatzer didi lemishtei b'maya ledidi nami knili maya da'agrach. In other words, he says that we had a deal. I allowed your water to go into my chatzer because that way I get the water. In other words, and so the same way I was makne my chatzer to you for the use of your water, you are makne the water to me for my usage. Namely, we have a mutual kinyan, a mutual kinyan. In other words, the reason that the drain was able to have the water go into the neighbor's yard was because the other owner was mochel, or because he has a taina. I bought from you this right, or you gave it to me as a gift. In other words, and Boharaya, you've been quiet this time. In other words, what does it have to do with any mutuality? Any mutuality has to be a klomar, that I'm only mochel because I get the water, or it's only a raya to a claim because there was a double claim. That's a klomar, but that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the fact that ki hechi da'at konis l'chatzer didi, that by your using my chatzer, you were kona it for the tashmish of storing your water there. Right? And so I can claim I was also using your chatzer. Namely, I was also using the water from your roof. I also have a kinyan, just like you have a kinyan tashmish, I have a kinyan tashmish. So according to the Gaonim, this Gemara would be smooth. According to the Rishonim, you would have to add in a klomar. Okay, so we're lishitatenu in terms of learning the sugyos. Beseder, adkan. In terms of next week, I think I'm back there holding parallel to the shiurim currently, and I'm trying to think of what would be somewhat off the beaten path. So if I don't think about it, maybe we'll have a shiur on Shemitah next week. We haven't had since the beginning of the year. Okay, well, it'll be a bimkon. I don't know whether Y will be able to send their Shemitah group due to the new regulations. So we'll say that Y was learning Shemitah also. Okay, but I'll let you know. Everyone should stay healthy.
Mark.